All right, it's noon 57. It's the Bob and Dan radio program, and it's a very exciting time because we welcome into the studio our boss, the leader of the ticket.
Wow.
Who led the applause?
How'd we book him?
That's weird.
Tom has been working on this all weekend.
Jeff
blowing
Catlin
up my phone.
Talking to your agent.
Yep.
Jeff Catlin has been booked successfully by Tom.
He's here today to tell us about the death of Yeah-Wall. After
that's right. So at the new station, we're not allowed to hang anything on the wall, even tape.
You know, it's kind of funny not to
not
completely
even cover tape.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me.
Yes, it's great to have you.
And not to bog down this segment.
You're the complaint
here.
Window, like who was it, Bettman?
Yeah,
right.
You're the Gary Bettman of our station.
To completely bog this down with information that listeners don't care about, but yes, we're fixing to move to Victory, and so that process is ongoing behind the scenes here. And with all these moving parts, you would think, with moving all these radio stations to new buildings, computers to worry about, audio that we want or don't want,
right.
Televisions, and we're more worried about telling people not to put nails or tape on the new walls.
Well, Dan, what do you use something that's not nails or tape to put these pictures up?
Or no adhesive. Excuse me.
Do you just will them off?
And now it seems like because TC can't do his job effectively that he's just going to throw everything, all this food on the carpet because we're moving out of here in a month.
So
he's
upset. What if we would have a sketch artist come in and draw a picture of everybody that gets sent in? That was not.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, well, we'll have to live somehow, but it doesn't. Looks like the company's going to fight us on that. All right, you're not here for that, though.
No, I'm not here for that.
You're not here for the.
We're here to have a little fun.
Execution of Yeah, well, we're here for White Elephant Day. White Elephant Day, December 7th. A ticket tradition unlike any other.
A day that will live in infamy.
Don't you have a name for it? Like. The way they get Dan to work morning drive, or what's
that's my dream. My dream is
I think I do every year
getting Dan more morning drive. I don't even remember what happened.
Wasn't it me and Ryan's last year? Do you have the stats?
I don't have them from last year.
Well, we are here
ill prepared.
Well, let's just say that I do every year. I have to work morning drive.
Okay.
And
I think it's great.
Can I ask Kat for off the 27th on while he's here?
No, you cannot. You have to work morning drive on December 27th.
That's the day after the Normathon. That is fast becoming
Why
a tradition,
do you do that?
Too. Well,
Why
because
do you do
Norm
that?
Is going to put in 18 hours. You think we might give him the
Soul
day
Patch.
Off the next day?
Soul Patch. I've been dying to hear them in the morning.
Okay.
Every morning when I get up and take my shower and listen to Muse in the News, I think, what if Soul Patch was in here instead?
What would Matt McLaren do in this spot?
Wouldn't this be better?
Well, I don't know about Matt McLaren in that spot, but I know what Jeff Catlin would do in this spot.
All right.
And that would be to commence drawing for the White Elephant drawing. As you mentioned, it's a week from this Wednesday, December 7th. And for those that are new to the radio station, what we do is kind of a fun little thing to kick off the holiday season is we randomly draw jobs and crew members up here and mix and match everything. So next week, everybody is working outside of their normal, comfortable shift.
Right.
So
we don't want comfort.
No, we don't. So producers rotate amongst themselves because, let's be honest here, we don't want all the producers randomly drawn to host a morning drive. Fernando, Gribble, and Danny is not a great on-air pairing.
Speak for yourself.
Did you just call for me? Because I had my headphones
off.
It's
very difficult for producers to explain their job to others is exactly what they do when you're watching it.
And the other side of that coin is the last thing I want is Gordon in there with his feet up for 2 hours from 10 to noon pretending he's answering the phones.
Right.
So the producers will be drawn amongst themselves.
That's what you do, Tom. That's what he thinks you do.
He knows. He was a producer. He knows.
That's right. Put your feet up, pretend you answer the phone.
So we will randomly draw the ticker anchors and the hosts together in one pool. And then the thing that we did add last year is kind of a twist, and we'll keep it for this year, is all the crew will work together on a particular shift. But within that shift, every hour, the duties will change.
Duty.
So let's do producers first. What do you say?
All right.
So the morning drive producer is going. Oh, sorry. One other thing, because everybody's got their own agenda around here besides Norm.
This is sponsored.
From the Norm Show. Oh. Mike Soroy is off on December 7th. So taking his place in the drawing is the Great Killer.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Met with a wave of indifference.
Yeah, that was right. Okay.
The line just went up.
And speaking of, okay, so the afternoon drive producer is the first one, and it is Fernando. Afternoon drive producer is Fernando.
And that actually bothers him, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't like to not.
It bothers him like it bothers you to do morning drive.
Not that much. Nothing bothers him that much.
Birds of a feather.
The morning drive producer is Killer.
I play.
Noon to 3.
Fill out my scorecard here.
Noon to 3 producer is Danny, and that means Tom Gribble is 10 to noon.
Hallelujah!
Protest. Protest.
First time ever.
This is ridiculous.
There is a God.
Says the atheist.
So now I have, and also I want you to know that Tom Gribble did do some producing today. I came into my office, I had a meeting about the move and not hanging anything on the wall, and I came in and the sheet was already laid out
for
me.
The whole meeting was about not hanging anything on the wall?
Okay. And a bowl with the pieces of paper already. Tom did all this. I didn't have to do any of this year, so this is great.
He's slave.
Boy, why is he kissing up to the boss?
That's what he does.
Around holiday time?
Exactly.
Looking for that bonus?
That's right.
Merry Christmas, Eagles!
Morning.
How big is the cumulus Christmas bonus this year, Tom?
It's huge.
Enough to put in a pool, probably.
Right.
Yeah, the Jelly of the Month Club.
Right.
Morning host number one, all Norm right. Hitzkiss.
The morning's the way they were meant to be. It's great.
Morning host number two, Corby.
Perfect.
Corby and Norm.
So we know the two hosts in Morning Drive are Corby and Norm. This will be AM Yuck Monkey.
All right.
I'm Bob Sturm.
Oh, really?
Hey, girls.
Bob, Norm, and Corby.
When I think of Yuck Monkey, I think of Bob immediately.
The morning zoo.
Okay, now explain this. Then they switch?
Yeah.
Like, Bob will be host for an hour?
And then he'll do tickers for an hour, and we'll rotate it within Morning Drive.
But this is the first hour. It'll start with you doing bits.
Yes.
The Bob Observation Deck.
That's right.
I'm a girl. I'm a guy. All right.
And so now
and
doing...
I bet you'll be wearing that. That's your quickest, easiest thing to put on, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Morning Drive tickers, Seabass. So he's got the 535 ticker.
Really?
Come on. Are you against that?
Yes.
I thought you liked that.
Did you host? Didn't you do 10 to noon last year?
Yeah, it was great. It was fun.
Oh, that was Rick Carlisle.
Yeah.
Asking Rick Carlisle...
And the Accreditstammer.
A long...
No. Now, I
a long question about whether Roddy, they would have trouble working Roddy back into the rotation. He gave your 1 minute question a 1 second answer.
Do you worry, though, when Roddy B gets back that, you know, you're going to have to maybe change up some of this chemistry that you've already established?
No.
Now I
thank you.
Stammer is the best.
Now awesome.
I have just drawn Gordon Keith's name from the bowl. He will be hosting 10 to noon.
Okay.
Let's get Rick Carlisle going here.
So fixed. All right.
He's done that before, right?
I don't know. Has
he? Didn't he have Avery?
Like 3 years ago or so. 4 years ago? When was Avery here?
A while
ago. It's been a while.
Same time as Dave Campbell.
Afternoon Drive tickers. Rich Phillips.
Quack.
Well, that'd be weird to hear him doing tickers.
He's been doing Afternoon Drive, seems like, all month with all his SMU commitments.
No doubt.
Noon to 3, host number 1.
Yeah?
Mike Reiner.
Reiner, okay.
Here is...
But he'll be doing tickers for an hour, too, right?
That's right, yes. Okay. And speaking of tickers, here's the great Dogovin doing midday ticker, so he has a big ticker shift.
Blickers.
See what you're trying to do there.
Like, because he's black.
Yeah, yeah.
PM Drive, host number 1.
Uh-huh.
Junior Miller.
What spots are still open? Host number 2.
We have PM Drive, host number 1, PM Drive, Yuck Monkey, and Noon to 3, host number 1.
Now, are there rules like George can't be picked to work with Junior?
The first rule is you can't work with your own partner, and then the second rule, if that is, you know, can be worked out, is your time slot.
Okay. Well, I'm out of Morning Drive. I don't really care what happens.
Here is Dan McDowell's name, and you will find him as PM Drive Yuck Monkey.
Monkey, huh? So that's just for the first hour, and then I settle back into my rightful spot.
Or maybe doing some tickers.
Okay.
Lunch run.
I'll do a lunch run.
Midday host number 1, working with Mike Reiner, is George Durham.
Wow.
Board that ops means... the same? What are you doing with board?
Yeah, board ops the same, and that means the other PM Drive host is Ty. What up?
We're going to get a little new.
So here we go. Afternoon,
so Junior and Ty are...
Afternoon Drive is Junior and Ty as host. Dan is the Yuck Monkey. Rich is doing Afternoon Drive tickers, and Fernando is producing. Working backwards, then noon to 3, George Dunham and Mike Reiner are hosting, and Danny is producing, with Donovan taking some of the tickers in that shift.
Get a nice noon to three bump.
Gribble is producing 10 to noon for Gordon Keith. And Morning Drive is Corby and Norm hosting. Bob is starting off as the Yuck Monkey. Sean doing tickers and Killer producing. And that is the 7th annual White Elephant Random.
When is that heard?
Certainly glad you asked me that. Next Wednesday, December 7th.
Do we have any title sponsor we got to say? Or
leveraging a lot right now.
We're working on struggling. That.
We're in mid-leverage. We'll get back to you.
We're going to run spots, which we'll ask you if you'd like to sponsor.
But meanwhile, we are definitely not hanging anything in the new studios.
No. We'll live another day. Maybe we'll be outside. Maybe we'll be up on the video boards at the American Airlines Center. All right. Thank you, Kat.
Thank you.
It's 108. It's Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hooray! You want to say anything that you've always dreamed? Any shout-outs? Throw something
talking
out
to
anyone?
Me?
Yeah. You know?
No, let's just try and stay on
Bird
time.
Bird dogging any chicks?
Shout-outs.
Stay on time.
Tyler Bozak?
Maybe.
All right. It's 108. The NFL played on yesterday.